First, though, despite women making up half the population and holding up half the sky, it's definitely not an equal split when it comes to Australia's media. An analysis of 60,000 online stories has found that women are quoted just 31% of the time in those stories, and men are getting the bulk of the column inches and airtime. The study was commissioned by the Women's Leadership Institute of Australia. Dr. Jenna Price is an award-winning journalist and academic and co-author of the 2021 Women for Media Report. Jenna Price, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Lovely to speak to you.
If you listen to the radio in 2021, you turn on the TV, you scroll through Twitter, you see female hosts, journalists and commentators like never before, I think it's fair to say. But nevertheless, you found that there is a gap, particularly in the number of men versus women quoted in these stories.
Yeah,
tell us
yeah,
about
that's
that
right.
gap.
So, particularly in those most visible stories, so the stories on the homepage, the top spot, the most visible spot on the homepage and on page one of print publications, men account for 65% of the stories, while women only have about 35% of the bylines. And I think it's really interesting to me, so they're not only are they not being quoted, but they're also not doing the main writing. So they're not highly visible as authors or as journalists, and they're not highly visible as experts. And that flows through to everything. So when you, for instance, are writing about sport, which, you know, there are so many fantastic women's sporting teams. We have a fantastic netball team that's, you know, world champion, and we discover that women don't write about sport. In fact, if you look at, we've got two data sets. With our big data set, we discovered that men write 87% of the stories about sport, and women only write 13%. But when it comes to being the focus of those stories, women's sport is really tiny. And it was interesting, we ended up speaking to a bunch of experts as well as having the numbers, and they were explaining that it was hard for women to become for women to become sports writers, but it was also very hard to get the attention of women who play sport, which is amazing to me because we've got so many brilliant women athletes.
What do you mean, hard to get the attention of women who play sport?
Sorry, it's easy to get the attention of women who play sport. It's hard for media to put that attention onto that homepage. So they're not in the main spots. They don't get written about much.
Oh, the women's sport aren't as high profile as the men's sport.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's, you know, I haven't analysed, you've looked at 60,000 articles and this is a massive survey, but and I haven't looked at what you've looked at, but just as a sort of a consumer, it's clear to say that the TV networks, I think, have answered this call to some degree, but presumably responding to audience. There's a lot more female commentators, not necessarily the major commentators, but nevertheless on the chat shows and on the sidelines, on the television screens. That's one thing. And there's also a lot of growing support for some of our key female teams. So have you measured that this is changing over the – when was the last time you did this survey, and what's the change in just looking at sport for now?
So this is the first time we've done such a big survey.
Right.
But we're creeping up in a very tiny way. So I think originally it was about, you know, women were only writing about one sports story in every 10 or 11. Now they're writing 13 in the big picture stories. But as for a topic, you know, as for women's sports, women athletes being the key of that, it's really improved. It's got to about 30%, but still it's very hard. And it's interesting, Liam Mannix wrote a fantastic story in the Herald last week talking about the way in which women's sport is actually broadcast. You know, that it's cut together in a less exciting way. And so partly it's a reflection on trying to build audiences. And in this report, we interview Marina Goh, who explains that there's a lot of both publishers and broadcasters getting behind women's sport. And she thinks there's going to be a really big change in how women's sport is covered and whether women will be written about, because you have to be in those top positions. So you have to be running the National Rugby League, you have to be running the AFL to get the kind of coverage that men get, because then they're all in the top positions. And that's one of the things we found in the report, that no matter what sector it was, if there were no women in the top positions in the sector, then it was really hard to get coverage in the media.
Okay. Let's go to talk a bit more about what your specific findings about how men and women were quoted. So, you know, we might refer to it as, you know, the experts or the talent. And how has that changed, and how much difference is there in the electronic media than there is in the the print?
Ah, right. So women are quoted more often in electronic media. But overall, if we look at our big data set, which included both print and online, women are only quoted 31% of the time. That's a big improvement from the very first time they did this survey, which was from data in 2011 but published in 2012. So there's been a big improvement there. The biggest improvement is in the area of economics. So it's great to hear you've got Joe Masters coming on. In 2012, I think it was only 9% of women being featured in economics commentary, and now it's getting up to about 25%. So there's a big improvement there. But, I mean, the fascinating thing for me as a journalist is that, you know, women quote women more. So a woman is more likely to have the voice of a woman in her stories than a male journalist is.
I think what we've clearly found here at the ABC from the lived experience, as they say, is that when there's an editorial policy brought in from the top and it's 50-50, it's still hard to reach it. That's the experience here on Breakfast and other areas. But it does change the approach you take to looking for talent. But it's not a surprise that it's hard to reach it in, you know, economists. It's only not very long ago we only had one or two chief bank economists were female, for instance. And the same in politicians. We see the gender disparity there in, you know, within the cabinet. Well, for instance, it's more women than ever before, but still many fewer women. So in all these areas where you might be going for talent, for a response, it's most of them are male dominated.
Yeah, well, that's true, but it's also interesting in the case of the ABC. So when we last did this report in 2019, the editorial section, the part where you publish comment pieces or analysis, that was dead set 50-50.
Yeah.
This time, you know, obviously other things were happening. We did this around May, so it was the time of the federal budget, which is, you know, genuinely very male heavy, and the ABC didn't reach that target. And we asked Gavin Fang, who's your head of news gathering, and he said, well, look, it's really difficult to control who's in those positions. He has a really good expression, something like you can't count what you can't control, which is that you can't insist on having a woman in there when you need to speak to the Prime Minister and he's a bloke.
Well, one of the things too that's of course changed in the time of this survey is COVID, and your survey finds men are quoted 73% of the time in articles about the coronavirus, which does seem surprising given that a lot of our public health experts and certainly our most high-profile epidemiologists, for instance, are women. Well, how do you account for that disparity?
Well, it's really fascinating to me. So it was only 27% of experts quoted in those 60,000 stories were women. And when I think about the women that I listen to, it's obviously Raina McIntyre and Mary Louise McClaws. Then we've got all those chief medical officers. I am wondering whether it's just that we go to our tried and true people. If you're choosing between one epidemiologist over another and it's the most you've got the most prominent one, you might go to the one you've always spoken to. And I mean, I have to confess that before the pandemic, Raina McIntyre was not top of mind. Now if I have to do a story myself about the pandemic, she's my go-to woman.
Well, you know, here on Breakfast, we like to mix them up. Jenna, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Dr. Jenna Price, an award-winning journalist and academic and co-author of the 2021 Women for Media Report.